Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bruh? Who was that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey. I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you. When are you gonna work that ass? 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 When are you gonna
just bathe in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high off life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass.
Switching four lanes, I've been getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020, you ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut, shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius, keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Ay, ay, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Ay, ay, go on working for a real nigga. Overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Good evening, good evening. I guess since I said that one of my topics for today is twerking, I thought I'd open up with a good twerking song. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm the host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. the Relationship Guru, a.k.a. Mr. F. Love, and I'm your host for the evening. I literally just ran into my studio. I jumped in the shower real quick. I was running around all day. Jumped in the shower, jumped out, did a couple of things, and sat down just in time to join the show. Now, I know about this show every week. I know about it. But every week, I'm last. It's like I go down to the wire. It's like somebody told me a long time ago, it's not enough minutes in the day. There's not enough hours in the week. But how's everybody doing out there tonight? It's Friday night, April 8th, 2022. We had a gorgeous, beautiful day today. At least I did, except for work. The day was beautiful. And how many people know about that? The day, it could be sunny and bright, but you could be at work. And unless you're doing something at work that you love to do, then you know what I mean about work. Because just imagine how beautiful it would be to make a living or make an earning doing something that you love to do. That's my dream, to make a living off of writing, because everybody know I'm a writer. That's what I do. I'm a writer. I would love to make a living off of writing. And I'm a talking into existence. I am going to make a living off of writing. I'm going to retire in Atlanta in a nice house with a lake in the back. And I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to have breakfast. And then I'm going to start writing. And then at 12 noon, I'm going to take a lunch break and I'm going to have lunch, an hour lunch. And then I'm going to come back at 1 and I'm going to write from 1 to 4. And then I'm going to stop at 4. And then I'm going to go fishing in my lake in back of my house for a couple of hours. And then I'm going to come in and watch a little bit of TV. And then I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to do that every day until somebody put the lights out on this small planet. So that's my retirement plan. You got to have a plan, because if you fail the plan, your plan will fail. So dream, reach for it. Imagine in your mind that everything you want is just a fingertip away. That's what I do. That's how I live my life. That everything I want and everything I need is always just a fingertip away. That I was put here on this earth for more than just to be a social security number or employee ID or just another person. No, I always wanted the whole world to know my name. I got a gift from God, and what a waste it would be if I didn't use it. And that's why I got 7 books and 7 or 8 movies, and that's why I'm on this podcast right now. Because wherever you at in life, it's not a mistake that you're there. Wherever you at in life, it's not a mistake. It's because you put yourself there. Now, that could be a good place or a bad place, but it's up to you if it's a bad place to get out of it. And it's up to you if it's a good place to stay there. And that's the bottom line. Before we get started, I want to touch on something. I know probably everybody in the world is tired of this, but you know I got something to say about the smack that was heard across the world. First, let me say this. Right now, if you're a podcaster, this is the best time in the world to be a podcaster. I swear. You don't need guests. You don't need, everything is going on. All you got to do is turn on your TV. Use your computer. Listen, everything is going on. There's so much current events and things going on. There's so much to talk about. There's so much that need to be addressed. It's so much alarming things and negative stuff going on, and positive too. You know what I mean? So when I talk about Will Smith, it's not like that I'm ODing on that conversation. It's current events, and it's at the top right now. And if you ignore that, then you must be Rip Van Winkle. I mean, I'm gonna, as long as it's on the top of the news, I'm gonna talk about it. As long as the Russians is in Ukraine, I'm gonna talk about it. As long as the COVID is out here, I'm gonna talk about it. As long as people cheating, as long as females twerking, as long as, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And everybody know that's the topics for the day. Twerking, cheaters, and birth controls. Now, how did I get on that birth control? I don't even remember. I think I was having a conversation, or I heard it on the news or something, or I read it. I did not know that women die from birth control every year. I got notes right in front of me. We're going to touch on that a little bit later. I never knew that. I never thought about it. I never had a flicker of an idea that it was side effects and long-term side effects, and that some people die, women, from birth control. I hope somebody chimes in who maybe know about it, who not too shy or not too embarrassed to talk about it this evening, because I'm opening up the gates. You know, it's going to be an open forum. Whatever you want to talk about, cheaters or twerking or birth control, we just all gonna have one big hell of a discussion tonight, and that's what I love to do, and that's why I got this show tonight. Let me start off by saying, if you on the line, and you want to make a statement, you want to go live, I mean, you want to talk about one of the topics, or you maybe just want to say hello, or you want to give somebody a shout-out, a birthday shout-out, you want to, anything like that, you have to press 1, or I won't know you out there. If you on the link, unfortunately, you can't go live, but you have the benefit of listening to the whole show and the privacy of, you know, without dialing in. So some people like to call in. Some people like to use the link. It's your choice. As long as you're supporting this show, that's all that really matter to me. Because I'm here to make a reason. I'm here to make a change. Oh, man. And I'm off my two-shot minimum. So I'm gonna have a couple of shots tonight of Tito's. That's the best lick alcohol to drink if you have diabetes like me and high blood pressure. So I will have a few shots of Tito's tonight because I feel damn good. I worked all week. It's the weekend. Personal, a lot of things I want to get done this weekend. So I want to kick back. I want to kick back and relax. But I want to start my weekend off with you, all my listeners. So, you know, press 1. And, you know, let's have some fun. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what this podcast is all about. Because you could be anywhere. You don't have to be here with me tonight. You could be anywhere doing anything. You don't have to be here with me tonight. But I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you being here. So like I said, once again, the topic for tonight. Oh, I almost forgot. I didn't tell you about what I wanted to tell you about Will Smith. Will Smith is in a luxury rehab. I don't know if anybody heard that. He's in a luxury rehab. That's what they call it. And let me tell you what a luxury rehab is. One second. I got notes tonight. Yes, I do. Okay, what does a luxury? I lost one of my mics. One second, give me one second. Bear with me, please. Testing. Okay, I'm here. All right, sorry about that. What does a luxury rehab offer? A luxury rehab facility allows a person to receive treatment in the most comfortable settings. These inpatient centers often offer highly customized programs to meet the unique needs of each client. Some even allow the clients to help design his or her own treatment program, which may include a variety of therapies, medication, and counseling. Luxury rehabilitation centers also offer a heightened level of privacy, which many people may find important while undergoing addiction treatment. Counseling to patient ratios are often lower, and alternative approaches to treatment are typically the norm. In addition, many luxury rehab centers provide care for detoxification through outpatient aftercare, whatever, blah, 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 blah. All this means is this is a rehab for somebody with money. People like me and you, we couldn't go there. This is a rehab for people with money. I really don't know what he's going there for. I don't know if he's in there for anger management or if it's something, I guess, personal that he's going on. But I want everybody to know that Will Smith is in a luxury rehab. And also, the Oscars have, he resigned from the Oscar Club or something like that. But they took him off the Oscars list. For 10 years, he can't come to the Oscars anymore. Ain't that some shit? Oh, and they want the Oscar back. Ain't that some shit? They want the Oscar back. We ain't giving nothing back. Don't give it back, Will. Take an Oscar back. The nerve of them to take an Oscar back. But yeah, that's what I wanted to touch on tonight. So, the topics for tonight, twerking, control, and cheaters. And I, no matter how many times I do podcasts, every now and then, every so often, I come right back to this topic. And it's not a topic that I really pick. It's a topic that people see me in the streets and they tell me they want me to talk about it. Somebody told me to talk about birth controls. So I give the people what they want because I have the platform to do it. And that's how I stay relevant. So everybody just bear with me. I see a couple of people press one. You know, just stay with me for a minute. We're gonna take a quick break and go to one more song. And then we're going to come right back after that. And we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to tackle these topics tonight. You know, I know my opinions. I'm gonna give mine too, but I'm eager and I want to hear what some other people have to say. It don't matter which one you want to talk about. We could talk about anyone. We not going. It's no order here. This is not school. It's a adult podcast, so we could talk about anything we wanna, anytime we wanna, in any way we want to. I'm Jay Sean, the relationship guru. The Asiatic with the static, the wise and civilized, the trendsetter, not the trend sweater. I'll be right back after this song.
Get me together.
Hey. Get me together. Say you keep me together. Say the only thing you mean. Keep me together. Yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me. I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gonna leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. If it's you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep you together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Now that we all had a minute to sit back, or maybe you thought about the topics earlier, let's see who out there on the phone lines. 3058, you live.
That's me. How you
That's
doing?
You,
Lois.
Hey, you becoming a regular to the show. I like that.
You have good topics.
Oh, okay.
Very good topics.
I appreciate the support. Where are you calling from? Where you at?
I'm in the same place in this old, this facility, whatever the hell they call it, care center.
Are you in the facility, right?
Yeah.
Is it boring?
Until I can walk, right? I can't walk, so I'm stuck here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know you
gone almost
walk.
A year. Yeah.
A year?
Well, they scared to give me a walker because they say, oh, you might fall. Oh, well, hello? If I fall, let me fall.
Yeah, they got to get you up soon. They got to get you up soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm going to bust out of here if I can.
Well, let me know. I'll bust you out there. Let me know. I'll come bust you out that joint. I seen a movie
hey,
about that the other
door.
Day in the sky.
Oh, really? I really
this guy was trying to bust his mother out of one of the facilities. I just saw a movie like that. But we done well. Everybody, you know, all my listeners and everybody, we gonna keep you in our thoughts and you know, stuff like that. But for now, we here to talk about a couple of things that my topics go. You want me to pick one for you, or you want to pick one?
Well, I'm going to ask you about one of them. Now, I've been seeing a lot of this twerking thing. What is twerking?
Twerking is when a female, this is my interpretation of it, when a female gyrates, I guess that what you would say the word, she gyrates with her body, and what's the right word for it? Pumps or drops it or drops it like it's hot. It's like a it's I guess they arch their back, you know what I mean, like maybe 180 degrees, maybe. I think that is, I don't know, it's like say like if you was bending over to tie your shoes or touch your toes, right? Say like if you was bending over to touch your toes and then you bent your knees And you pumped your booty up and down, I guess. You get the picture.
Yeah, that don't sound too good. That don't sound good. Okay.
That's all over the internet right now. You know what I mean? Like, so I talked about it before in the past, and I'm like, I got people, you know, I hear a lot about it. So I'm like, I got to bring this topic back up and talk about this again, because believe it or not, this is real. In 2024, twerking is going to be in the Olympics. They making that one of the contests in the Olympics in 2024. Really. Twerking, think breakdancing, but twerking is going to be a competition in the 2024 Olympics, unless what I read was a quack. But other than that, it's in writing on Google that it's going to be in the Olympics. So look forward to 2024 seeing females from Japan, Korea, Germany, Russia, United States, Haiti, Jamaica, all over the United States, women twerking for a gold medal or a silver medal or a bronze medal, and twerking representing their country. Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Okay. Right, wow. That's
twerking.
For twerking.
Well,
yeah,
I've seen it, but that don't look too pretty. That's not a pretty thing to look at.
Well, for men it is, but for women it's probably distasteful, you know, I guess, you know, but, you know, for men, you know, I mean, I only can speak for myself. It's, sometimes it's good, it's entertaining, sometimes it's, eye-opening, or what you call it, a double-take moment, a Kodak moment. But then sometimes it gets, like I said earlier, it gets, like, kind of distasteful, like, and it's like, when is enough, you know, because I guess the asses get bigger and bigger and bigger as we go. And twerking gets more, you know, I guess, I don't know if a bigger booty makes a better twerker or a smaller one.
Okay,
I would think that a bigger one, the bigger the booty, the bigger the twerk, I guess. That's what I would think. I'm not really sure. But that's what I would think.
You
know, maybe somebody else out there calling and tell me about it more. I don't really know.
I would assume that,
but that's how I feel. I feel like twerking, like, it's okay, it's entertaining sometimes, but then sometimes, you know, it gets to be a little bit much seeing females, you know, seeing they behind, you know, every time, like, you go on Instagram or you go on TikTok or you go on a social media, and every time you flip it with your finger, it's another ass and another ass and another ass. And these females are making money off of this, like, going viral. You know what I mean? Some of them, I guess, is doing it for the love, but some of them is getting paid for it. So I don't hate the player. I hate the game, you know? So that's how I feel about it. But That's all for about twerking. Anything else you need to know about it?
No more. Thank you very much.
Well, help me out with one of my other topics. You know what? A female told me, why don't I talk about, like, birth control? Like, I never knew the severity, the dangers. The long-lasting side effects of taking birth controls. I never knew it was so many of them, pills and shots and rings and...
I wouldn't know. I just
it's a million
back in the day.
Huh?
I said I wouldn't
you
know neither. All I knew back in the day was just the pill. Take the pill every day.
Well, how long did you take the pill?
Not long enough. I ended up with a baby, evidently. But I took it for a month and never took them no more.
Skipped days
and all that. Yep, and didn't take them anymore. It was a pain in the neck to take that.
If I knew about condoms back then,
I probably would do condoms if I knew about it back then.
You didn't know about condoms?
Nope. I sure didn't.
It's kind of strange, like the things we didn't know about, you know, back in those days. Some people might say, oh, she knew about condoms, but nah, it's strange that things that we don't know. You know what I mean? I didn't know.
I'm a true believer.
Like,
of condoms.
Believer
I believe in them. That they should use condoms. What'd you say?
No, I was just getting ready to say. That's what I was getting ready to say. I didn't know how many birth control methods it was. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know it was so many, whatever, contraceptives or birth control method. I didn't know that females actually got statistics on how many women die every year from birth control. Now, that was really
I don't know that neither. But I know if they took them pills for too long, they couldn't have children.
Oh, some people took them so long they couldn't have children.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I guess everybody's different. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody is different. That's true. I seen this is what it said. It said between 300 and 400 women die every year in the United States due to their choice to use hormonal contraceptions. And this is on Google. You know what I mean? 300 to 400 people die every year. But then again, I read something else that said a combination of birth control pills result in one death per 200,000 women. If the calculations are correct, then the risk from the patch, I guess that's another method of birth control, is three deaths per 200,000 women. So I mean, it doesn't sound like much when you hear it, like three deaths out of 200,000 people. You know what I mean? But then when you think how many people in the world, you know what I mean? That number, that's how we come to that number of 300 or 400 every year who die from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was reading something and it said the birth control pill has been killing women for 70 years and no one is talking about it, from far as I guess the side effects being cancer, depression, blood clogs, tip of the iceberg. You know, they got, it's a million pharmaceutical harm. So that's, you know, I mean, that's all I know, you know, as far as that goes. But I don't know if there's anybody out there and you know more about birth controls, or you want to tell us about your experience with birth control, you know, press one. And we'll see.
That would be good to hear.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. We got somebody. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
09-095, hear you live.
Hey.
09-053. We can't hear you. 0953. We're probably having some technical difficulty. Hello?
Oh, I'm
hello?
Still, I'm still here.
Oh, hello? 0953?
Hello?
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We hear you very, very loud and clear. How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to say the shot. About my experience with the shot, I was on a shot for 2 years.
A birth control
and,
shot?
Yeah,
birth control shot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's a lot of side effects to it. And so when you get the shot, they tell you that but then, like, you'll be, like, your menstruation will be acting funny. And then for, like, 3 months. And then after that, it just completely stopped. And a lot of people, though, a lot of women take it just so they don't get pregnant or just so they don't have a period, a menstruation.
Right. Why did you take it?
Why did I take it? Oh, both reasons.
But is that shot 100%?
Yeah, it's 100. It's been 100% for me for 2 years.
Because even the condom isn't 100%.
Yeah, I know, but it's been 100% for me. But I stopped taking it because, you know, your menstruation, it cleans you out. And the shot is no good for you. When your period stops, it just, like, all of your insides just builds up and gook. And you know, Your menstruation is supposed to, it does clean you out, clean your system out. You know? So.
Yeah, we hear you.
Sometimes it's good. Everybody got their own opinion. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It was all
right
for me when I was on it.
Right.
But that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks. So you're not taking the shot anymore?
No.
Okay. What about twerking? What's your thoughts on twerking?
I guess that's people that like to dance. Women that like to dance.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess so.
Well, you know.
Do you twerk?
I used to.
I tell you, I had to jump in the trunk to do it, but I didn't.
okay. All right, yo. Thanks for calling in. I'm gonna leave your line open in case you want to jump back in. So if you just want to listen, just mute your phone. But I'm gonna leave your line open. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. We're gonna take another caller.
Hi, Jay Sean. This is Karen.
4765. Hey, what's going on, Karen? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I really think this is a good topic because I didn't know that so many people died from contraceptive use. But I will say,
yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, but I
Go
will
ahead.
Say that condoms by themselves have never been effective for birth control. condoms and a diaphragm with I think they call it spermicidal jellies. Those together are kind of effective. I mean, that was something that they used in the 40s around, you know, around World War II. But that gave way to the pill, which gave way to the IUD, and then which gave way to the shots and the patches and all of that. But no, I would never think, I mean, the condom is more for to guard against venereal diseases and, you know, that kind of thing, but not an effective tool for birth control.
This is a question, but I mean, this not disrespectful or nothing like that. Is it really true that the condoms is more uncomfortable for the woman, do you think, than for a man?
Well, more uncomfortable as opposed to have one as opposed to not having one?
No, I guess what I'm saying is it just don't feel like the real thing.
Well, I say this. Now that there are things that you can get that a shot of penicillin won't take care of, won't get rid of, how comfortable would you be knowing that the possibility exists that you could get something that you can't get rid of, something that might get rid of you? If you're comfortable with that, you know, I wouldn't be comfortable with that. Yeah. So, you know, it's, of course, it's up to the individual, but it's like I would think it would be akin to playing Russian roulette.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. And I would think that it would be a red flag if I were talking to a gentleman and he would tell me that his displeasure would be worth my life. That would make me pause. That would ruin the mood.
That would ruin the mood for me. But that's for dating only. That's not for, like, husband or boyfriend. That's just for, or is that for everybody?
Well, a boyfriend is not a husband.
Right.
Yeah. And everybody, I wouldn't think you would even have to think about it for everybody. But
right.
But a husband, you know, it all depends on who your husband is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not all faithful.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know. I mean, there's some truth to sleeping with the enemy. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
That's one of my topics, lady. That's one of my topics, cheaters. We didn't get there yet. Karen, what's your thoughts on the twerking thing?
You know, our young ladies, you have to have some decorum about yourself. I'm not so stuffy that I think, you know, that I would rule out, you know, dancing and having fun and being young. But then, you know, there were always extremes, you know, and I would think that just don't be extreme. Have a little fun.
Right.
Don't be extreme. Don't be out there having sex on the you know, on the dance floor by yourself. Come on. I mean, it all depends on who you want to be.
Twerking for your man is okay.
Anything that you do for your man behind closed doors is you and your man's business.
Right. That's true.
That's y'all's business. But anything you do on that dance floor in the public, that's public. So govern yourself accordingly.
That's true. And cheaters. Karen, do all men cheat?
I don't think all men cheat, and I don't think no women cheat. I think people cheat. Some people cheat, some people don't cheat. I don't think it's a man-woman thing. I don't think it's like that. I do think there are some reasons. I think that's a topic that I'll have to do some research on, because I have a theory about why people cheat.
Do tell.
I haven't perfected it yet, but I have I don't mean I have perfected cheating. I'm not saying that. But I do think. Now let me just say this. You know, I just think that certain situations make people more prone to seek validation outside of their relationships. So what I mean by that is women who are feeling neglected at home, or, you know, not feeling like they're appreciated as women, are more prone to someone saying something to them and them responding, because at home they have been left thirsty. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but that statement right there kills me. You're not talking about yourself, but I know what you're talking about, though. A lot of women feel like that, and think like that. You know, I've seen it too. When females say that, or men too, I wasn't getting at home. I wasn't getting satisfied at home, or I wasn't getting it at home, so I seeked it somewhere else.
Well, now I don't mean like sexual gratification. I don't mean that. But I'm not saying that it's not true. But I'm talking about the thing that I've been studying, the thing that has caught my attention. Is that, okay, so you have a woman, and, you know, her husband almost like takes her for granted. And so
right. She's
not feeling, you know, the way that, you know, maybe he used to wash her car and he used to do all these little things, and that made her feel like a woman. But now he's not doing those little things that make her feel womanly and feminine. And, you know, he's not complimenting her. And so she is, you know, starving for that kind of attention. And I think it doesn't drive you to cheat, but I think it leaves you vulnerable.
Right.
I do.
Okay.
And then I think women, when they're not satisfied with their spouse for whatever reason, and then they're nagging them a lot. I'm not saying without justification. And then I think when men feel, what is the word, emasculated, I think they cheat. Now, I just think there are some no good people that cheat and they just cheat. But I think a lot of people, they don't mean to cheat. I think they just fall into it. That's just my own personal opinion. And it is not my experience, but I have observed it.
So you just fall into the, you just fell into a vagina.
No, you fall into, well, I don't think that it's just cheating
just
because
joking.
They have sex.
I'm just joking.
But, you know, because I think, yeah, I know. But I think that you can cheat way before you have sex.
Amen. I didn't know that. I learned that, though, the hard way. I didn't know that, but I learned that's true. But I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's so interesting. It's so complicated. I try to talk to my friends about it, and a lot of times, you know, it's hard to talk to someone after their husband is cheated because they don't want to believe that there's anything that the woman doesn't want to believe that there's anything that they could have done that would have led him to do that. It's all on him. But the truth is, I feel that there are situations that leave him more vulnerable. And that, you know, if you know those things, then men and women, if you know those things, then you can help to prevent some of those, you know, some of the reasons why they're out there astray.
So I don't want to know exactly, but your age range is what, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60? What's your age range?
I am 65.
Wow.
I'm 65
so
years old.
So when you 65, then I tend to believe and pay attention more what you say, because how do they say that? Knowledge is something gained from an actual experience.
I'm not saying you've been
cheated or nothing like that, but people you know what I mean? Like you said, you heard about it.
That I know. And, you know, people that have given me the intimate details of their relationship. Now, of course, I didn't live with them and their husbands, you know, or the husband and the wife, but I do see a common thread. And then I will say there are just some people, bless their hearts, that they cannot have just one woman, you know, or one man. I think, you know, some trauma that stems from their childhood. But, you know, that's another whole thing. But I do believe there are some people that just, you know, they just, it doesn't matter who they're married to, who they're dating. It doesn't matter what you do. They're just cheaters. I believe there are people like that.
So if somebody, you ever think somebody could change? A cheater.
Well,
I mean.
I do believe that people can change, but I believe that they would have to show me. They couldn't just tell me.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I believe that, you know, I believe that that people can change, but I think a lot of times their tendency is to you know, to lie and to give you the impression that they're changing, because you have to have a reason to change. It has to be change with them. They have to want to change is what I'm saying. They have to be motivated to change. And just because I'm asking them to is not a motivation for them to change. It's just motivation for them to go deeper under. You know what I mean? Be better liars.
Yes.
Because you got to think of what is the reason why they're cheating. If they don't know the reason why they're doing it, then they would have to get therapy. They'd have to, yeah.
That's,
so it's an interesting topic.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting topic, and it's something that you could talk about, you know, because it's been going on since the beginning of time.
Yes.
And unfortunately, yes. We could talk about it with ease, but it's really it's painful. And some people, the people that's on the other end of the stick, they get the ones that's getting cheated on. They get the pain and the heartaches and
that's right.
And everything else that come along with it, you know.
Absolutely.
It's easy just to talk about it, but it's really detrimental in a lot of different ways.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Karen, you've been real. That's, you know what I mean, that's the name of my show, Keeping It Real. You've been real. I'm gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I hope you stay and listen to the rest of the show. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play a song and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna go to the phone lines and we're gonna finish talking about twerking, birth control, and cheaters. We'll be right back after this. Wrong song, my bad, everybody. We'll be right back.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Girl, I love you.
Baby, you know that I love you.
love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. We're going to go to the phone lines again. See who out there. 3282, you live.
What's happening, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Net?
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Same old, same old, man. Nothing new. I was just laying here. I'm glad I did not out. I was listening to you.
He was listening to the show?
I always listen to the show, man. You know that.
No, I heard you chuckle. You said, huh,
no, I was laughing because I said, I'm glad I didn't nod out. You know, I was nodding out on the couch. I was just relaxing, man. I've been up since about 6 o'clock, man. About to take it down soon. Yeah, I got to get my little senior nap in, you know.
Hey, yeah, you're getting young.
Yeah, you got. Hey, that helps keep you young. You got to get your rest, man. You don't get your rest, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, what's going on with you? How you feel tonight?
Oh, man, I feel good. Like I said, no complaints here, brother. You know, everything is everything, you know.
Well, you know, this evening we've been on my podcast. We've been talking about a couple of things. We've been talking about twerking, making it to the 2024 Olympics. We've been talking about birth controls and how it's, you know, detrimental and harmful to a lot of people, and the amount of people who die, females who die from it every year. And we've been talking about, you know, my number one topic, cheating.
Yeah, I heard that part.
Anything you wanna? Well, put it like this. What's your thoughts on birth control? You yay or nay?
Well, you know, I look at it this way: a woman controls her body. The decision rests with her on what she, you know, on what she does with her body with the birth control. You know, if I had a daughter, boy, that's a hard one, Jay. I really don't know how to answer that. Like I said, it would be a personal choice. Now, if she's young, I would just have to tell her, listen, abstain as much as you can, or just be safe, because, you know, when you try to tell somebody not to do something, you know how that goes. Because being a little younger back in the day, we were all a little hard-headed when we were told not to do things, but we went and did them anyway just for the heck of it to see how it would turn out, you know. So depends on which – those are chapters in life, man. That's why all people got a story to tell when it comes to choices that they make, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what about – at the age you at right now, right? You single,
right,
or you in a relationship? You single or you in a relationship?
No, I'm single.
Okay, so you single now. So say, let's say you meet a young lady, and y'all been dating, say, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Are you leaving it up to her for the birth control, or are you taking it on your own, you know, on your own back? You know, and taking care of it, or where you at with that?
Well, what you're saying is, when we engage in doing something together, would I, practice, safe sex on my end or on her end or whatever you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, before you indulge, I think you ought to have a pre-discussion, you know, if it's going to turn into something. Because, you know, when you're a little older, man, you know, you're a little bit more cautious about those things. When you're young, that's when the slip-ups happen, you know, with a lot of different things,
right,
you know. So we're at the age now where nothing should be slipping up, brother. Shouldn't be no slip-ups.
I don't know, on the female part or your part, on the man part?
Well, both our parts, because remember, it's a 50-50 thing. You know, you can't point fingers. You know what I'm saying? Let's say if a woman did get pregnant and you wind up being a potential father, well, you're going to have to wear that, brother, because, you know, like I said, if you're a certain age and you know that this could happen, hey, and she wants to keep the baby or whatever the case may be, then you got to, you know, you got to go with the flow. But then again, a lot of guys, you know, they, you know how that goes, Jay. They be missing in action after they find the woman get pregnant. That's unfortunate, you know. That makes a nice chapter for you to talk about.
We might be too old for that to make babies. We might be too old for us.
Yeah, we might be. But guess what? I got a son, so I did my justice. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
my
son is 30.
We might be shooting blanks.
Newsflash, you're not too old. You're definitely not too old. Men can produce babies up to 70.
Right. Right. She's right.
So,
no, I know that. You're right, ma'am. Right. Because what's her name did it? Remember the actor, Tony Randall? He was 72 when he had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, from, what was that, The Odd Couple?
Tony Randall.
Yeah.
Yep.
He had a baby when he was 72. So it depends on how you take care of yourself, man. Your fishes can still be swimming, man. She's 100% correct, you know. But like I said, you know, I don't even think about it, man, because like you said, you get a certain age, you say, what the heck. If it happens, if it don't, it don't, you know. It depends on what kind of relationship. And the lady has a lot to do with it, too, you know, because if she's, I know Karen. All right, Karen is gonna she gonna put a lot of thought into before she do something with any type of a guy. All right, because we've all been there and done that. And like I said, and that's what you do, man. When you're a certain age, man, you got to be, you know, respectful of your partner. And if anything could happen, Jay. You're right. You're right, you know.
Yeah, Karen said ain't nothing happening because it's too much going on out there.
Well, see, the thing is, but Miss Karen, if I'm wrong, I'm sure she'll say something. If she's with someone, all right, you heard what she said, she would probably more likely have to be married. Then she would have to worry about anything, you know. But I look at it this way. If I'm in a relationship and I'm with a woman and we're not married and we decide to go that route before I do anything nowadays, I'm sure you would honor this, Jay, and the lady that's unmuted over there, you get some blood work done and make sure everything is all right, you know, because a lot of times people, they don't get married, all right, and they want to have sex. So you take the precautions. You get your blood work done. Here, honey, here's my test. Okay, darling, here's my test. Everything is fine. Okay, we can indulge now, you know. Because sometimes people don't want to get married, and sometimes some women want to get married before they have sex. You can't knock it. Either way it goes, it is what it is.
That's true. That's true. What you so what's your take on the twerking, Forrest?
Well, hey, man, it's been a long time since, it's been a while since I've seen women twerk on the floor.
Did you see somebody twerk?
Yeah, well, no. In our business,
hey,
we were booking parties. Huh?
It's the same twerk. It's the same thing.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is the business that you and I were in, we saw that all the time.
Uh-huh.
So guess what?
All
I don't know about you, but I can only speak for myself. I don't miss it. It's something that young people do. Just like when we were young, went to parties, you know, and we did what we did. But like I said, you get a certain age, certain things. It's not that it played out. It's still fun to see young people that know how to have fun. That gives me that makes me happy, seeing that they're happy, you know. But you know, nowadays,
yeah,
fun today ain't like the fun of yesterday. All right, because
no,
we have fun. They don't know how to have fun. Now, I'm not saying all, or am I trying to stir everybody in the same pot? But a lot of young people, unfortunately, don't know how to have fun, don't know what it's like. Why would you go on a party with a gun? You don't do that, man. Hey, Jay, you knew, look, you in Patterson, I'm in Newark. You were gangsters in both cities, all right? And we knew back then the guys that were hard-ass, excuse my French, they were hard-ass criminals or, you know, I knew guys, man, that was robbing people, man. But in the party, they went there, they had a good time. They weren't looking at doing nothing. Now, they might have thought about doing something smart after they left the party. But inside the party, it was fun. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of guys that just left their guns in the trunk. They would never come in the party. It was a code, man. It was a code. You know, you come in the party, you come to meet the ladies, you're having a good time. And like I said, AJ, you know, back then, the guys that could fight good with their hands, all right? See, because like a lot of young cats don't know how to fight good. That's why they shoot now, you know. But the thing is, right, is that they were coming to the party to have a good time, all right? Because I know a lot of guys that were bad on the street, but we all had a good time. Now, from what I observe, and you and I are five-star generals because we OGs, okay? So we can be judgmental of the younger generation, to say, look, it's not that we're any better than you, but we can critique what you're doing, all right, and then let you guys know, look, don't go down that path because I'm telling you, this is what's going to be at the end of the road down there. And unfortunately, Jay, some people look at you like you're crazy, like you're talking Chinese to them, and they're going to go down that road. They're going to say, OG was right. You know, I should have listened. But then again, it's too late because then they might be turning the key on your behind. So we all, like I said, you know, you learn from your mistakes. You know how that goes.
Somebody just, this might be Karen or Karen, if you're still here, and Lois, if you're still here. Somebody just inboxed me and asked me, maybe one of you ladies could answer this for me. Should a mother get in between a cheating son with his child's mom? So I guess she means her son is cheating on his baby mother. Is that what you mean?
Mm.
Wait a minute. She texting me. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Lois, you out there? Lois, Karen?
I'm here, Jay. This is Karen.
Hey, Karen. Somebody just sent me a message. They said a young lady, she's on the link, I guess, and she said that should a mother get in between a cheating son and his child's mom?
I will say this. I don't believe that you should get in between. But I will say this, that if my son is cheating, there are some rules at the house. One of the rules is I'm only going to entertain one woman. So you're not going to feel free to bring somebody on the side to my home. He's going to know that up front.
Wow.
So if you, yeah, because that's the way my mother raised us. You know, if you got a boyfriend, you got a boyfriend. You can bring your boyfriend here, but anything on the side, you can't bring him here. You can't. You're not going to disrespect me. I'm not for the foolishness. So I would have that stand with him, and if he's cheating, I better not know it. I don't want to know that. Mhm.
She said, "Okay." She said, "Amen to that." That's a touchy subject too. You know, if a mother, you know, your son is.
To me, you got to start out right. And I will say, it does cause conflict. You know, it may cause conflict between the mother and son. But you have to stand for right. And, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. And if you let him know, I will tell you, I had a good friend. I'm not going to call her name. But I had a very good friend. And she got married young, we were in high school, and she was a church-going girl when, you know, my mama knew her. And then she came to the house, and she had somebody, and he wasn't her husband. And so they came to the house, and I let them in, and my mother pulled me to the side, and she said, "Is that her husband?" And I said, "No, that's her friend." And my mama said, "Then she has to leave. Do you want to tell her, or do you want me to tell her?" And I was like, "Well, no, ma'am, I'll tell her." Yeah, so my mama said, "I only entertain her husband. I can't entertain her friends." And I was like, "Okay, right. Cool. I still want to be her friend, mommy. So you go in your room. I got this." But yeah, so that's the way I
was
raised.
Advice,
but I have been.
Advice.
Yeah, I have been in situations where the mother entertains everybody, you know, and that's so hurtful. If your son has a wife, he has a woman on the side, and he feels free to bring that woman on the side to his mother's home, you know, that's not good. I'm not saying that. You know, I'll say this: it's not good for me and mine. That's not what we do.
Right. That wouldn't be setting a good example.
No.
I mean, if you let it happen.
Yeah, and how am I going to look her in the face? How am I going to kiki and smile with her when I've entertained someone that he's cheating on? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that for him, and I'm not going to do that for my son, and I'm not going to do that for my daughter either. I'm just not going to do that.
Okay, mm-hmm. I hope that answered your question. It was sent in. I hope so. Couldn't get it. I mean, that was some good advice. Once again, if you called in and you wanna go live, you have to press 1, or I won't know you there. So you have to press 1 if you wanna speak on one of the topics or just something you wanna say. You have to press 1. That way I'll know you out there. Forrest, you still here?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
What's your show about tomorrow night?
Ask Karen. She's it's the Grace for Space Ladies. Space for Grace.
Oh, you got the ladies on tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's their show. The time is shine. She'll let you know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So
what's going on, Karen?
So Jay, we're having self care tomorrow. All aspects of self-care. And then I thought about we're probably going to have to dedicate May's show to you because it's vision boards. And so that, you know, where you're doing your goals and everything, so that might be something that you would be interested in. But the self-care, I think it's going to be very beneficial. As late as today, I got some more information on different ways to take care of yourself. So it'll be very, it should be very interesting, and just give you different ways to take care of yourself.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's the same phone number. Listeners, you dial the same phone number, 973, I'll be forgetting this number myself, 573-999-3718. But that's instead of 8 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to 9. That's the grown folks talking, express yourself. And the host is the gentleman on the phone right now, Forrest Nance. That's his show. Tomorrow night, so Trust me, if you're not doing nothing, do yourself a pleasure and tune in to that show. I'm the technician, and it's not even like work to me. It's more like I'm in class every week. I'm in a different classroom setting, so I'm not just saying that to toot my horn. I'm really telling the truth on that. So so Karen and them, they running the whole show tomorrow. That's it. That's the only guest you have.
Yeah, because normally what they talk about, yeah, they cover. It takes 2 hours. Yeah, so they have the whole 2 hours.
Okay.
And it falls short.
Anybody out there, if you're not busy tomorrow night, tune in to the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast. What's the name of that again, Karen? How you said the what?
Grace Space.
Grace Space?
Mm-hmm.
Grace Space Ladies, the Ladies of Grace Space?
Yes. It's just oh. Grace Space, and there are three of us. There's Jada, the relationship expert. There's me, the hostess. And then there's Deborah, who is a minister of the gospel.
Okay. That sounds that's a good combination.
Yes, and we're all friends. So, yeah.
Okay.
We could
that
just
sound
call
like
ourselves
it's gonna be a
bestie.
Sound like it's going to be a great show. I know, well, I got to be there, but it's still, like I said, it's not like, it's not even like DJing. I always enjoy the Grown Folks Talking Express Yourself podcast, always.
Oh, I'd like to give a shout out to Forrest. I think he has a birthday this week.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah, this
Forrest,
Sunday.
Am I right?
Yeah, this Sunday, yes.
Happy birthday,
no.
Forrest.
Oh, it's too early. Not yet. I got another day and a half to go. But thank you. I appreciate it. Huh?
When you're 65, you can celebrate all month if you want to. That's what I do.
Yeah, I could, but
you're going to be
right
65?
65, yeah. This Sunday. April 10th,
How you feeling, though? How you feel physically?
Oh, man, I feel good, man. You know that, Jay. Come on. We talk all the time, brother. I'm good. I take care of the earth, brother.
Mm-hmm. Every time I say to somebody, I ask them a question. They be like, Jay, you know. Like, you know we talk all the time. I'm like, yeah. I'm just asking you that because, you know, I want the listeners to know that at 65 years old, you still could feel like you 45 because you a vegan, right?
This August.
Yeah,
you
65,
years.
Man. It's bad. You bedtime for you.
Yeah, you ain't lying because after I get off this phone with you, I'm about to drink a herbal tea, and I'm taking my butt to bed, buddy. And I enjoy my sleep because I get up early.
Hey, Forrest, so look, you a
yes,
vegan,
sir.
Right?
Uh-huh.
No, this is what I'm trying to, because, you know, it's a lot of people. It's people out there that really like hearing stuff like this. You know, like somebody who could be 65 and say they really feel like they 35 or 45. They want to know, like, what's your trick or what's the magic or what is it that you're doing? So I know you vegan. I know you work out and all stuff like that. So just say today, what did you eat for breakfast, Forrest?
Well, I made a great big giant smoothie this morning. Then I had some prunes, and then I juiced later, and I had an herbal tea. I'm about to make another herbal tea. That's it.
So for breakfast you had a smoothie, and for lunch you juiced?
Yep. And then in between that, I had an herbal tea. Huh?
What you have for dinner?
Well, I really didn't. I guess when I juiced, that was dinner.
So you full? You not hungry?
Nah, I've been doing this for a while. Don't bother me, man. Nah, I ain't got no gut hanging over my belt buckle. I'm good. And like you said, I work out.
That's amazing.
And I feel good. Yeah, you know what, man? Food is just a discipline. It's all in your mind, man. Your mind controls everything, Jay. People are programmed to eat a certain way, man. But once you get away from that and you understand the benefit of what you're doing, then you'll be okay. The science says you add years on to your life. And for those who don't care how long they live, well, keep eating the stuff that causes inflammation in the body. It's up to them. Like I said, one thing you can't do, Jay, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know how that go, buddy.
Hey, you live in proof. You live in proof, and you one thing about you, you say what you mean, and you mean what you say because, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
Yes,
you'll
sir.
You're 65 years old, and I don't know, but you know, I see your video. You still lean, like you said. You don't got a gut. You still you know, and practically in good shape. That's
yeah,
a good thing.
I take my hat off to you.
I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you, brother. And I applaud you because, the last time I talked to you, you said you were doing your vegan thing. Are you still on it or are you off it now?
No, I did it for the first 21 days of January, and then I did it for the first 15 days of March. And now I kind of went back. I'm eating fish and chicken, but no beef. Like, you know, it's harder for certain people than, you know, what it is, you know, for other people. For me, it's hard because I love chicken. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard for me. I mean, you know, I got to keep it real. You know what I mean?
I
love chicken.
Yeah.
I love baked chicken, broiled, rotisserie, fried, any kind. I just love chicken. So it's going to take me a little bit. But I did go vegan for 21 days in January. And for the first 15 days of March, I did go vegan. So I did challenge myself. And, you know, and then Monday, I'm going to do 3 days of a military diet starting this Monday. So, you know what I mean? What's the word I want to say for that?
Yeah, you're fluctuating.
Yeah. I'm right on the, you know, when you're right on the ledge?
Uh-huh.
I'm right there from, you know, giving up, I guess, some meats and all that. You know, I'm knocking on the door, put it like that. I'm not just sitting around eating Snicker bars and tater chips and all that. I know what I need to do, you know, and I still work out, you know, so I work out. I try to stay healthy. You know what I mean? I got high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes, but I believe it's a doctor type thing where if I really put my mind to it, I probably could get off the medicine because the blood pressure is borderline and the diabetes is pre-diabetes. So it's not over the top with me.
Right. But the older you get, and if you stick with the same diet, the bad diet, what they call the SAD diet, the standard American diet, then those things will eventually they'll elevate, and then you'll be stuck with things that you don't want. It won't be borderline no more. Then you're taking it past the point.
Right.
Then you'll be full-blown with it. So the thing is, you're working on it now. And it's recorded, man. People have reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, depending on what you put in your mouth. And what you do is the things that, like you said, like you've been up to the Cell Power Cafe in Bloomfield, up in Bloomfield. You see how delicious her food is. In fact, she's going to be, Nikita, I got to call her when I get off the line. She's going to be delivering some stuff. I had her make me a blueberry apple crisp, right? Her mother does the bacon up there. And they're bringing that over along with, I'm getting one of the wraps that you get. I'm getting the chickpea wrap. Okay, to go along with that.
Yeah, that's my thing right there, the pea wrap.
Yeah, I love chickpea.
Yeah,
man.
I love that. I haven't been there in about a week, but I'll probably go back this weekend and get me heavy on a protein peanut butter
shake,
smoothie,
yeah,
or
yeah,
shake,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it. And I'll probably get me one of the wraps because I haven't had the time to go up there this week. So I probably have to go up there and get me something to eat. Because I love that spot.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna love it tomorrow because I'm getting my little pre-birthday celebration food tomorrow.
I know you've been trying to go up there.
Well, no, I could get up there, but like I tell you, the only reason I'm not going up there, I'm waiting on my business cards. I got to call Jocelyn to do the other side with the green tea, then I'll be good, you know. So other than that, you know, I'm gonna get up there. I'll talk to her, you know. I told her, she said, yeah, when you get your cards, come on up, you know. But she's doing good business in there, man.
Yeah, it's a family thing. I love family, you know, because I think that's her daughter and her mother, and I met her husband.
That's who it is.
If everybody don't know, we talking about Cell Power and Bloomfield, Montgomery Avenue. If you they got a little small vegan menu, and they got a other menu, but they got a lot of protein drinks in there. They got a lot of healthy stuff in there. I mean, you got to go check it out, and it's African American owned. You know, so
right,
that's the main thing with me. We got to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. But look, I'm gonna take one more break, and then I'm gonna come back and close out. Unless somebody else want to touch on one of the topics. Once again, it's been a good show. I got to try to get my man Dre on the line. He gave me he wanted to make a statement or a comment or something like that. So you might hear.
Let's hear what Dre got to say, Jay.
I think he wanted to say something about cheating. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but we're gonna go to a quick song. Please stay with me, everybody. You know, we only got a couple of more minutes, and I'll be right back after this song.
This song for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah,
dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason. Why they want us not breathing. Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
so he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissor.
It hurts.
Prayer from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear,
uh-huh,
then most of us could listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose
to strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
None. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you
reach.
Practice more patience. Deal with dedication.
Patience.
So process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't wanna see me stand strong.
I just wanna do what's right.
All they care about is what's wrong.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest.
What?
You see all these killings. Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think. Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink. And I drank. Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. regardless of the roads that you taking. High, take heed to this revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me big. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Oh, man, once again, we had another great show. That must be Dre with all that noise in the background. Yo, Dre, that's your phone?
Oh, yeah, that's all.
What's going on?
Oh, falling.
Yeah.
Listening to the show.
You been listening to the show tonight?
Yeah, man. Enjoying it, man. Enjoying it. How you doing, sir?
You know, I always want to ask you about a certain topic.
What?
I'm not going to ask you about birth control. I think we talked a lot about that tonight. Well, we really talked a lot about a lot of different topics, you know, tonight. We touched on twerking. We touched on cheaters. And we touched on birth control.
Okay.
Is twerking, what you think, is twerking distasteful or is it okay to do? Is twerking okay?
Nah, not to me. I'm a man, so I'm not contradicting myself. I mean, I like girls, you know what I mean? It looks sexy. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I always say no is because it's going to the kids. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, you got the kids doing it. Like,
that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me. Yeah.
The kids, that's a good statement. That's a good analogy too, because the kids are the one that's all over social media. So they watching, they seeing the twerking and, you know, monkey, I don't wanna say monkey see monkey do, but we all been young before.
Yeah. What does twerking represent? What's the first thing that pops into your brain when you're hitting twerking?
The first thing that pops in a man's brain?
Or anybody's brain, tell you the truth. Let me give you three options. I'll give you three options. You pick one. You tell me which one you think is right. Number one, do you think about going to work? Number two, you think about sex? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you think about your education?
I mean, you think about
this is all set
when you see somebody twerking.
Right. That's a representation of sex. Twerking. It's what you would do. It's like what a woman would do if she's riding, if she's on top riding somebody. You know what I'm saying? You're representing what kind of move she makes. So they're basically advertising what skills they have during sex.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But hey, I'm gonna tell you, I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Of course not.
I think it's a trend that's getting. It's like a plague. It's growing and growing and it's growing, and I don't see no demise of it anytime soon, unfortunately. And that's one thing that it doesn't discriminate, because you got white girls twerking, black girls twerking. Yo, I even seen a video they got, I believe they Indian women or from Iran or somewhere, and they got their Muslim stuff on and they twerking and dancing. Yo, what, wow. The world has really changed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's stuff that they probably would have got killed for years ago.
Yes.
And everybody's twerking.
Yeah. We're in a transition right now. Human life, everything's in a transition.
Yeah. What you think about birth control?
Birth control.
Yeah.
I got 5 kids, you know what I'm saying? So the words that I'm about to say is kind of contradicting myself, but I have 5 kids because each one of my kids had a home. You know what I'm saying? Even though the relationship didn't work out, they had a home. I ain't just had sex just to, you know, get pregnant, you know what I'm saying? Or oops, he got pregnant. You feel me? Like, that wasn't my plan. So, a birth control to me is an abortion. It's still murder. It's still killing. It's a form of killing.
And, I mean, you're right. I heard that before. That's, you know, that's your opinion on it. Everybody got opinions. And that's a lot of people feel like that.
And
you're talking
about
abortions, right?
The pills. All right.
You saying the pills is by taking the pills
yes.
You're committing murder?
Yes, bro. What the hell?
Hey, I'm not gonna argue with you, shit.
Yo, think about it, right? The only way to not miss a life is not to have sex.
Yeah.
That's the only way not to have a life. But if something in our body and in our mind that makes us want to have sex and really not care about nothing at the moment of the time of the situation. Like, it's a lot more than you look good and get that. It's a lot more than that. A whole lot more. That's just my
opinion. You got a different perspective on things. That's what this show is all about. For everybody who don't know, that's Andre Williams. He got his own podcast on Monday nights. Same phone number. His podcast is at 8:30, and it's called The Humble Life Experience. It's him and his co-host V Tony. She's disabled, and Dre is disabled. Dre has muscular dystrophy. He have a book out there. It's called The Andre Williams Story. I wrote it. It's his life story, and it's a very inspirational, compelling story, and it's on Amazon. The Andre Williams Story, written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. So tell a friend to tell a friend. But, you know, hey, yo, you got a good analogy, the thing, and everybody got their own perspectives on everything. Mm. You know, basically, that's what the podcast is about, you know, entertainment, education, opinions, each one teach one. On the podcast.
Yeah, before I go, Jay, I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
Trust me, I'm not just saying what I'm saying to outlive that life. No, I struggle too. We all got our demons, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no better than nobody, you know what I'm saying? I don't make no mistakes, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, this is what we should be trying to teach our kids right now. Because we made the mistake already. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just feel that's what we should be teaching our kids. That's it. Yeah.
No, you're right. You know? We should be. Who you got on your show Monday night? Do you know?
Oh, man. I'm talking to somebody right now. I ain't going to put his name out there yet. But I'm talking to him. He's a studio owner. He also is an artist. Been doing it for a while. And he's from Patterson. So, we'll see. I'll let y'all know. Keep the lookout on, you know, flyers on the page.
Are you able to say what the topic is?
I interview unsigned artists or producers or anyone that has a career.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I'm trying to show our children not everyone has to make it to the NBA or you don't have to be a drug dealer or you don't got to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? You can be, have a 9-to-5. So I basically interview 9-to-5 people, you know, so. Or entrepreneurs. So, yeah.
Now, I got. I'm bringing that book this weekend. Lois.
Okay, that's
was,
good. That's good.
Nah.
You
All
know
right.
what? Thaddeus is coming up here tomorrow to see me. So if you can get it there in the morning or when before he gets up here, that'd be even better.
I will. I'll bring it there. I'll get it there in the morning because all I got to do in the morning is I'm going to the gym. And then I got one other thing to do, and then I'll ride over there and bring them the book.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man, the show is about almost over. I think we touched on everything. Dre, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, some really good feedback tonight.
Yeah, it was, right? I'm telling you, I used to like doing a podcast, but now I love it, you know what I mean? Because I really, every Friday, I really look forward to this. Tonight, Friday night, and then Saturday nights with Forrest, Monday nights with Andre. And we used to have a Tuesday night, it'd be coming back soon, the Point of Impact. We really built a strong team, and we really work hard to put out good dialogue and information every week. It's not just getting up here and just talking just to hear ourselves. We really put a lot of energy into it. I'm sure Forrest do and Dre do and I do and Derek Hans, you know, we all do. And I look forward to it. And I want to thank everybody who called in, Forrest, Dre, Karen, Lois, Dawn. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. And I want to thank everybody that's on the link. And I see people who called in. You know, you didn't want to press one. You just wanted to listen to the show. That's cool, too, because you know what? You don't have to press one. You could just listen to the show because it's Friday night. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're right here, you know, with us, you know, and I appreciate the support very much, very much, because the summertime is coming, and I hope all my listeners just stay here with me, you know, because it's really nothing out there in the streets. You know, I'm based in Paterson, New Jersey, so we know what's going on in Paterson, unfortunately. I mean, there's good and bad everywhere, but I'm just talking about Paterson right now. So hopefully all my listeners continue to support me. I'm going to continue to put out good topics and good dialogue and keep building and having great discussions. And always remember, you know, nobody's never right and nobody's never wrong. We all have opinions. We all have thoughts and ideas. And we all in this together. We all up here for a determined idea. I'm just a vehicle for this show. I'm just a vehicle that's, you know, hopefully transporting magnetic energy to, you know, one or all of everybody's five physical senses. And, you know, and I just hope I'm making an impact out there, you know, in the world, because I really want to. And I really try hard to. I never want to be a bore. When I start being a bore, then it's time for me to give it up. When I don't have anybody listening or nobody giving me feedback or nobody texting me or inboxing me or no numbers on the line or nobody on the link, then I think it'll be time for me to give it up. But as long as I got at least one person listening, I'm gonna keep doing the best that I could do. Let me see if I forgot anything before we end this show. I think we talked about everything tonight. I think we touched on everything tonight. Somebody said I came a long way. Somebody else said, I would like to know, how do you feel about this son's behavior? Me? You want to know how I feel about your son's behavior? That's what you mean? See, I got like three computers in front of me, everybody. So people text me on phones and inbox me. What do you mean? You want to know what I feel about your son's behavior? That's what you asking me? Or my son or your son? How would you like to know? I would like to know, how do you feel about this son's behavior? Oh well, wait a minute. She texting now, so I'll get the real question in a minute. But in the meantime, we still got some minutes here. What everybody doing this weekend? I hope everybody doing something productive and worth your while, because, you know, the weekends come and go so fast. They really do. Before you know it, it's Friday, and before you know it, it's Monday morning. Dre, why don't you mute your phone, man? Dang. I know that's you back there with them pots and pans. Thank you. Oh, okay. She said, if your son was cheating, would you accept this behavior or speak to him that it's wrong? Me. If my son was cheating, I got to keep it real, you know. That's all I could do. If my son was cheating, I don't really think I would get involved in it. You know, that I just it's sad to say, but I probably would wait until he came into a different situation when he needed some advice, because I think, like, when I was 15 or 16 years old, I remember when I was a sophomore in high school, I had like 5 girlfriends at one time. Like, and I don't think there's nothing that my father could have said to me that could have stopped me or slowed me down. I mean, I was 15, you know, and I'm young, dumb, and full of, you know. At the age I'm at now, if I have a son around me cheating, I probably would tell him that he going nowhere fast. I probably would tell him, you know, that sex is dangerous. Oh, you said the son won't speak to his own mother because she won't accept his behavior. You know, you're confusing me a little bit, because you're saying that your son, he won't speak to you because you won't accept his behavior. So that means that, I guess that means he's living with you? Because if he had his own place, I don't really think you would know that he was cheating like that. And if he is living with you and cheating like that, that's kind of strange, because, unless he was a teenager. But if he was in his 20s or 30s, I don't think I could bring different women around. 34 years old? Nah, come on. Living with you? He lived with you? 34 and living with you? Oh, he don't live with you. He just bring the different women around you. Oh, man, I don't know. He's 34. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Let him live. Let him live. He's only 34. I mean, I don't know. I got married for the first time when I was 20, so times is different now. 34 now might be 20 then. I don't really know. But at 34, he should know what he wants. The main thing I would say is that you have to be careful nowadays. Like I think Karen said earlier, like, they got stuff out here now that condoms can't even fight off. They got diseases out here that condoms can't even fight off nowadays. So he got to be careful with that. He got to be very, very careful. You know what I mean? Work on that, Mom. Work on that, Mom. Work on them, Mom. Let them know that all vagina is the same. Sex is what you make it. It's not greener on the other side. He'll come around. You know? give him some time. He'll come around. Trust me, I know it. Sooner or later he'll find out that everything that look good ain't good. Everything that glitter ain't gold. You know, he might learn through a broken heart. I don't want to say how other ways you could learn, but he'll learn.
He'll learn real fast with that one booty germ.
Yeah, he'll learn. That penicillin shot will make him learn real quick. I got that bad boy when I was 16.
Yeah, that one booty germ.
I got that milkshake shot when I was 16, and trust me, my mother had to massage my ass all night because the medicine, I tightened up and the medicine locked up in my hip, and it wasn't no joke.
God.
So he get one of them. I don't even know if they do that anymore, them shots like that. But anyway, yo, everybody, thanks for tuning in. I hope y'all be back next week. You know, tell somebody, you know, tell them, like, yo, you know, so Jay Sean got a hell of a show on Friday nights. You got to tune in. You know what I mean? We talking about, you know, the latest. And you know, send me some topics to talk about. You know what I mean? Send me them in. I like to talk about what the listeners want to talk about. You know what I mean? And you know, we'll be doing this every Friday. And don't forget to tune in to Far Show tomorrow night at 7 and Dre Show Monday night at 8:30. You know, we'll be right here every Friday. You know what I mean? I'm the host with the most. Everybody know I'm supposed to be the relationship guru, Mr. F. Love, Wise and Civilized, and I just love doing what I do. So until then, everybody stay safe, because the COVID is still out here. I got notes on that. I didn't have a chance to get to it, but the COVID is still out here. Everybody, please stay safe. Don't believe and give up the masses yet and all that. Stop washing them hands, and because it's still out here and the numbers is going up slowly, but they're not ready to alarm everybody yet. But the numbers are going up slowly, but it's still here, especially people in nursing homes and hospitals. And like me, I work around kids now. You really have to keep the masks on and things like, you know, and that. But with that being said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Please enjoy your weekend, and please stay safe. And go back out with my number one requested song again. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Again, gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.